This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Tax Data is exactly 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're in the first hour of the breakfast show, the weekend breakfast show, the only show, weekend breakfast show that matters, that matters, that matters. So on the line, I've got somebody who is quite dear to me and special. She is called Unoma Swazi, but known as Swazi Tele, affectionately known as Swazi Tele, and was born and raised in the vibrant Alexandra Township. She is a female DJ, and she pursued DJing professionally in 2018 with an impressive range of skills in mixing deep house, soulful house, old school house, Afro house, and private school piano. Swazi has established herself as a dynamic and versatile DJ. I've got to get Swazi on the line. Good morning, Mama.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good. I am so excited that you can join us finally. Good on Community Radio.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here. I love it. So, and just tell us a little bit about Guti. Who is Swazi Tele? Ubani, what is Swazi Tele about?
Sure. And Sandu Bingelela, Swazi Tele, geez. I grew up in Alexandra.
Yes.
A lover of music. Mm-hmm. Very ambitious. Mm. Just see me. I just go for whatever that, you know, comes to mind. But yeah, I'm a DJ. I play house music.
Yes.
What else can I say?
Just DJ, like, just your overall, like, life. Like, what, like, just your overall life, because you can, you've done a lot, you know.
I've done a lot.
No, just tell us a little bit more about your versatility as a DJ name. You like mixing deep house, soulful house. How are you finding that in like the space that we're in, where the only thing abantu abayicabanga yoma piano, and you know?
Well, I always say, Uti, yonke into inabantu bayo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember when everyone was jumping into the piano wave and stuff, and I was like, hey, now I'm staying. Because when I started playing, I did not play for imali or anything like that. For me, it was the love.
Yes.
And I started falling in love with house music when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also very easy for me to curate. It's easy for me to get my music. Mm-hmm. It's easy for me to just do what I want to do and create, you know, beautiful sounds.
Mm.
So it's the house industry is actually quite big.
Yes.
It's very big and it's growing. You know, I mean, we've got big events now where it's just strictly house music and all that. So we are visible. Our people are there. There's a lot of house lovers out there. It's
like
just that obviously the age, I want Batala more mostly, but
I love that Uti, you're sticking to your guns and you're not moved or shaken by the trends.
Akona, yeah.
Like. Now, please, as a female DJ, I'm up on my challenges that you have faced in your career, and can you tell us, Uti, wangobelanjani?
So I've always been asked this question, but to be honest, for me, it was not that much of a challenging road, because when I started DJing, I was with just a very few, you know, there wasn't a lot of female DJs in the house industry and stuff. So the support was amazing. I think the only thing for me would be, You have to know your story. Like, house music is not like, you know, piano where you can just play and mix a song that everyone knows.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into it. Like, you have to play like a man. Like, you have to know your songs, you have to know your sequencing, you have to, you always have to impress, like Mozala, like you just want to impress the gents, you know, you want to be taken seriously. And I think for me, that was the only challenge which also pushed me, you know, to push harder and do best.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think I had any like
hectic
crazy challenges in Ngoti. No, okay. I didn't.
I love that. Okay, I was telling Ngoti, since it is Women's Month, and we center all of our content around Women's Month, how do you think Ngoti, the music industry, can better uplift women in terms of like them being artists or DJs?
In terms of?
In terms of like supporting and uplifting women.
I don't even know how this thing can change, because I've always been annoyed by the fact that we shine in August. Like, why do we always shine in August? It's great, but it's not that great, you know. We are fully booked in August.
Yeah.
We are everywhere. But only in August. Like, why? It's like people just want to look good or whatever. So if people can, you know, keep up the same... to keep the same energy throughout the year, like plug women, celebrate women throughout the year. That would be great. Like every month, yeah, at least have a week where you celebrate women, where you book women, female DJs, where you embrace, you know. But yes, as a team, it's been like that. And we obviously take advantage of it. Because it works, but I mean, you can't only be celebrated in August, guys.
No, I completely get that. I think it's more amplified in August, but we need to keep the same energy throughout.
Yeah.
I get you. I completely get you. If I'm not mistaken, your birthday is in August, right?
On the 13th.
On the 13th.
Yeah. All right.
That is a fellow Leo. I hope you're listening to the horoscopes. And we're going to be finding ourselves in a bit of a serious situation. Romantically, that is. But anyways, in your craft and in, let's say, your process, who are the artists who probably inspire you and like why?
So,
who have you ever looked at and seen, you know what? Yes, this person, I want to emulate. I want to, you know?
I look up to a lot of DJs.
Yeah.
I always laugh because some of them are like now my Australian. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can you believe I used to look up to you? But I mean, like, your Vinny's, there's a lot of DJ Terrence. Yeah, there's a lot of DJs that I look up to.
Let's round it up to, like, let's say top two.
Top two. I'd say Vinny Da Vinci. And well, let me mention a female DJ that I really, really love, and that is DJ Zaki. Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us a bit about something special, man? Is it Sound Press?
Amy?
Sound Press magazine.
Yes.
Did I see a certain somebody on Sound Press?
Yes, you did.
Tell us, how did that come about?
I have a very great manager.
Yes.
So, like I said, it's women, we're being celebrated, so they just wanted to celebrate a few women in sound, women in music.
Yes.
So it was quite exciting to tell my story, get to know me better. Actually, there's another one that's coming, which is a magazine cover. Another one that's coming this month, so it's been quite exciting.
Oh, busy.
Get busy. You need to be visible, guys.
Right. You have graced the stages, and your gigging highlights and your career highlights, are big. So tell us, Ngoti, which one are your most like unforgettable performances or collaborations?
Jeez, I think for me, there's I think traveling to Botswana was one of the best for me because imagine going to a different place where nobody knows you and you just have to do your thing. And one thing about me, after playing, I want people to talk about me. So I think for me, that was one of the most amazing opportunities.
That was in 2023, right?
Yeah.
You must go back. Obviously, you need to go back. We need to go back.
Oh, I need to go back to Botswana, guys. It's so amazing. They take care of us. Yes. Yeah, but that's one of those. And then obviously the big events like Cape in July.
Yes.
There's TV.
Yes.
So I've done quite a lot and it's been amazing.
I love it. Gavel. I go show it. Gavel. And let's say there's somebody who wants to start off in the DJing, with the DJing career. You be advice on that? I'm a channel zong. I'm come back. One, you know what? This is probably where you start, or like from the ground up. How do we get to this point that you're at?
I would say, I mean, I went to a DJing school.
Yes.
Number one, before anything, it's important to go to a DJing school because there's certain things that they teach you.
Yes.
That no, like which I've learned is not gonna teach you marakfundi to be there, you know. But also you need to do it because you love it. Like people are just DJing because
it's a bag apparently.
Yeah, like for the money, for the fame, whatever. But like some of us are DJing because we really, really love it. So hence there's a lot of cheating that's been done. People are just doing their own things there. But I think going to a DJing school also teaches you more. Like, there's a lot more that I learned that a lot of DJs don't apply when they, you know, prepare for a set or when they play and all those things. So, go to a DJing school, do it because you're passionate about it. It will be very easy. The money always follows and it's even easier when you do it because you love it. Because, you know.
Are you going to be releasing any singles? I feel like we need something from Uswazi Tele.
I am. It's been a while.
Yeah, and it's like 3 years. Because I think the last I remember is Love is a Lie.
Yeah, and then it was lockdown.
Lockdown time, ne?
So I think I'm still traumatized, but definitely.
Traumatized by what? This is a safe space.
It was so difficult during that time.
Yeah.
So I think now it's going to be easier, but yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are working on something. So probably early next year, I'm going to release.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, Uti, what messages do you hope to convey through just your talent and your career that you probably leave for your legacy, your children or whatever?
Oh, man. For me, I would love to see more women working together.
Yes.
You know, Swambisane. We are not enemies. We actually can make it.
Yes.
So let's put one another on. Like,
so important. You lose nothing.
You lose nothing, guys. You know, it's a movement I've been trying to do, but hey, like, it's not easy. Women just can't work together. But I mean, that's my wish, you know, to one day, as female DJs or as women in the industry and just kill it because the guys are definitely doing it.
And you can avail, like, they plug each other on, like, for real. The first thought is there, like, the first thought is like, my brew.
The ladies, guys. So I hope one day, you know, I'm a kamawambazo wa kumbula and see my efforts because I have tried to do it.
And is your residency still happening at Pierre?
I'm still at Pereira.
Yes, but then when are you going to come to Durban, apart from like the Durban July?
Guys, I really want to come to Durban. I know there's a lot of deep house lovers.
Yes.
So Nkala Njening Bizen Lapo, I'm ready.
All right. For those here who want to follow you, drop us your social media. Ngakthola api, bookings, info, everything that we got to know.
We're booking details, but on social media, Instagram is at Swazi Tele. Facebook, it's Fazitele. Can you my booking details? I have to go to my manager.
Please.
I'll share my booking details with you, ne?
All right.
Okay. I have to look for the, but they're on my bio actually as well.
Okay. All right. Can we expect to get in mixi ge ge kosi I'm 15-20 minutes in jo unkakaza ngayo kona so dlalela abantu lana.
Oh, definitely. I'll send you a mic.
I love it. Thank you so much, Swazicele, for joining me this morning. I know you are busy. I know it is early because Pela wenu sebenza ebusuku. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, my darling.
I wish you all the best. You know, Woodsy, I've got your back, girl.
Oh, yes.
I got your back, girl. All right, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.